So you had this patient with the transformation, and there are tons of questions that people have about that. So maybe you can hear about him, a 71-year-old man.
Yeah, so this is a really interesting patient who was getting his first-line treatment for CLL, was treated with ibrutinib in the context of a clinical trial. At the time he started, he actually, in addition to, you know, a lot of lymph nodes elsewhere, had some lesions in his spleen. And so, you know, after about 6 months of treatment, because he was on a trial, we did another set of CAT scans, and all of his lymph nodes had regressed except for these splenic lesions had gotten bigger. And this gentleman actually had no problems at all. He felt really well. He really didn't have any side effects from the ibrutinib either. And we weren't really sure what these lesions in the spleen were. His LDH wasn't high and had no lab abnormalities. We waited a couple more months and repeated the CAT scans, and actually the lesions in the spleen had continued to grow. So we eventually did a biopsy, and he had diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Upon further testing, it actually was clonally related to his CLL too. So it's kind of an odd case of Richter's, because usually we expect these patients are going to present with a lot of systemic symptoms. Usually we see fevers, chills, night sweats, weight loss, just general malaise. Most times you'll see an elevated LDH. Sometimes you even see other markers of like spontaneous tumor lysis. This gentleman had none of these things. But he did have a clonally related Richter's transformation. So we're actually treating him on a clinical trial that's giving our EPOC chemotherapy in combination with venetoclax. And he is on his third cycle and has done very well so far.
I'm trying to remember when I've heard about venetoclax and chemo together.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the initial experience with venetoclax plus chemotherapy was that there was a lot more neutropenia. So this current study actually only gives venetoclax for the first 10 days of each chemo cycle, which seems to help a lot with the neutropenia.
Anyhow, it seems like a super cool idea.
Yeah.
Any initial data on this strategy, or is it too early?
So it's too early. It's actually a multi-center trial. It's led by Matt Davids at Dana-Farber. And there's a number of centers that are participating. It, I think, is fully accrued right now. So hopefully there'll be some data relatively soon.